Thank you very much, Uri, for the introduction. Thank you very much for inviting me to come back. It's actually Magasurg, Leil Hashanah Rabba, so I don't know what that makes, but you'll Paskin the Shaila next year. I want to thank the sponsors and to acknowledge the presence of so many of you who have come out to learn together about a subject that has generated an enormous amount of strong feelings, tremendous amount of passion. There's even some militancy that's associated with this issue. It's an issue that affects, as Uri said, it affects families. It affects who you're going to invite to come to your house, the Shmini Atzeres. Do they sit? Do they not sit? How can they not sit? It's enough in the Gemara. What I want to do tonight is to work through with you, and it's a work in progress, as many sources as I could find that relate to this subject, with a particular interest in trying to justify what happens to be my own personal minhag and our family minhag of not to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And essentially to show you, not to convince you, my goal is not to convince, my goal is to enlighten and to analyze together. I doubt that I will change anybody's mind. I doubt I will change anybody's minhag. There are some of you who have rebbeim who have said to you, I don't care what your family does. I don't care what your father does. You should follow your family minhag with everything. But when it comes to this, absolutely unacceptable not to sit in the sukkah. You're mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. Whatever you do, you'll do. But at least we'll be in a position to better understand and to appreciate some of the issues. And at the very least, to realize that this is a very old issue. This is not an issue that began in the 18th century with Hasidim. It's an issue that already has resonance in the 11th century, in the 12th century, the 13th century. There were already attempts in the 12th century to try to justify this minhag of not sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. You'll assess them, you will analyze them, and you'll probably continue to do what you did last year anyway. I want to acknowledge the sources that I used to put together tonight's shiur, and they are referenced at the top of the first page. There's a very, very important article by Professor Eric Zimmer, who I believe is now emeritus. He was a professor at Bar-Ilan University, the history of halacha for many, many years. He published an article on trying to explain the minhag of not to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres over 30 years ago, and it was reprinted in his collection of essays entitled Olam Kiminhago Noheg that was printed in 1996. In 1998, Professor Chaim Soloveitchik wrote a review of Professor Zimmer's book published in the AJS Review. And a piece of Professor Soloveitchik's review relates to this chapter about sitting in the sukkah. I gleaned two things from it, both of which I have xeroxed here for you, to fill out some of the lacuna, potential lacuna, in Dr. Zimmer's article. So let's begin from the beginning, and let's learn together. This is a shiur. We're going to learn together. We're going to try to work through the sugya and try to understand as best as we can how to crawl out from this very technical and complicated issue. I will also say, by way of introduction, that earlier today, a friend of mine knew that I was giving the shiur, and he emailed me a link to the Bergen County-based Medrash website. And I spent an incredible half hour, 45 minutes, today listening to a shiur that Rav Soloveitchik gave in Boston in 1969. It was tonight, Leil Hashanah Rabba. It was over 3 hours. The shiur lasted over 3 hours, so don't worry. He probably started earlier than we're starting now. And I invite you to go and to listen. It's crystal clear. It's the Rav B'Malo Kolchosov. And a piece of this shiur, he does an hour and 20 minutes on Hashanah Rabbah, then he goes into Shmini Atzeres. The first issue for about a half hour on Shmini Atzeres is the issue about sitting in the sukkah, and I'll be happy to share with you what he said. So if you go to www.bcbn.org/index, and you'll find Rabbi Soloveitchik, go on Moadim, and then click on 1969, Hoshana Rabba Shemini Atzeres. There's part one and part two. Each one is about an hour and a half. So if you want to get straight to this issue, in part one, go till about an hour and 18 minutes into the presentation. So Feshtetzach, the first hour and 18 minutes are also worthwhile, but if this is what's burning for you and you can't go to sleep unless you hear what the Rav had to say in 1969, an hour and 18 minutes into the first one, and then go to the second one, part two, for about 20, 25 minutes. And that will tell you the following. The Rav felt very strongly, as you can well imagine, to Gemara Mefureshes. We're going to see it in a moment. Mesav Yasvina and Hilchasa. Mesav Yasvina and Bruchei Lam Mevarachinan. He quoted from the Chayyadam, who quotes from the Gra, which we're going to see later on. The Gra was really militant about this, that even though there were certain coolness with regard to even the first night of Yom Tov in the case of Mitzta'er, but when there was Mitzta'er on the night of Shmini Atzeres, he told all of his followers to put on the shtivul and put on the winter coat and just wrap themselves up and go into the sukkah no matter how cold it was. And the Rav said, the Lashon was, La'afuke midliban shel tzedukim, to oppose those who don't go into the sukkah. He was really very stark about it. The Rav said that the yeshita is not to sit in the sukkah. First he said it's a halachic curiosity. And then he said, quote, there are many shitas which are freak shitas. So he didn't have too much strong support, although he did say, and this was really striking, because I thought that Talmidim of the Rav who tells their Talmidim, I don't care what your father does, you're mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, got it from their Rebbe. And the Rav says, and it's yours to listen to, if somebody wants to adopt what he referred to as a Hasidic minhag, he's welcome to do so, but then you have to be consistent. And if you're going to adopt Chassidish and minhagim, so the example that he gave was, then you can't eat, you have to be careful about the brachot on Pesach, because there's a minhag about Chassidim don't eat the brachot on Pesach only until Shmini Shel Pesach, till the last day. So you also can't eat gebrot on Pesach. And if somebody wants to not sit in the sukkah and eat gebrot on Pesach, so there's a gemara about somebody who wants to burn the candle at both ends, mikule be shama and mikule be fil, it's unacceptable. And he said again, the gra was very militant. He said that he grew up with this in his parental home, and the minhag of the gra was that after korech, after the eat of the gemara, before the meal, they used to bring the gra pail of water, a bowl of water. He used to take the matzah and dip it in to the water, and he used to eat it. And again, la'fuke miliban shel tzedukim. That was the lashon. So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. He didn't say it's outrageous. He didn't say it's unacceptable. He didn't say it's crazy. He didn't say you have no right not to sit in the sukkah. He said if you wanted to follow the minhag chassidim, you could follow the minhag chassidim. He wasn't militant about it, but he said you have to be consistent. You can't take a cooler here and a cooler there. So with that hakdama, let's take a look at on page one. We have to start the sugya in sukkah mem vav amid beis, the last few lines. And the Rav actually learns through this gemara in this shir. It's just it's like the good old days. It was really wonderful to have. It was real simchas yamtiv for me today. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Berei Darashmo Bar Shilas Mishmei Darav. Four lines from the bottom of Mem Vav Amid Beis, the first part of page one. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rab Shmuel, son of Shila, says in the name of Rav, Shmini Safek Shvi. What happens in the case of Shmini Safek Shvi? Shmini Safek Shvi is the name for Shmini Atzeres. It's referred to in the Torah Shmini Atzeres. It's referred to in Chazal in Golos as Shmini Safek Shvi. So it's the eighth. But it's really a suffix that maybe it's really the seventh. So what's the halacha? Shvi'i l'sukkah and shmini l'bracha. The Rav's opinion is, the first opinion in the Gemara is, that with regard to sukkah, it has the halacha of shvi'i. We'll see what that means in a moment. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. And with regard to bracha, it has the halacha of shmini. What does it mean? The second part, with regard to bracha and as halacha shmini, so Rashi says, and that's the last line, she'omer bitfila, u'bircha samazim v'kiddush, es yom shmini chag atzeres. And there are a lot of tangential issues that we're going to come up to that I'm going to try to avoid so that we can continue to focus on the issue in front of us. One of which is, so what is the nusach that we say on Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, Shmini Atzeres Achag Hazeh. Rashi's nusach here is, it's Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. So when it's Shmini Lebracha, so the Kedusha Sayom that we invoke on Shmini Atzeres, we refer to it in Tefillah, Birchas HaMazon, and Kiddush as Shmini Atzeres. That's the opinion of Rav. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Shmini Lozeh Ulozeh. Rabbi Yochanan says that it has a halacha of Shmini for both. Shmini with regard to Sukkah, and Shmini with regard to Bracha. Now the Gemara has two ways how to learn the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. The first way is Meisiv Kulei Alma Lo Pligi Biyasvina. With regard to sitting in the sukkah on the night of Shmini Atzeres, on Shmini Safik Shvi'i, everybody says we sit in the sukkah. Rav says we sit in the sukkah, and Rabbi Yochanan says we sit in the sukkah. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who says Shmini Lozeh Lozeh, also holds you sit in the sukkah. So what's the machlekes ki pligi lebruche? Whether you make the bracha of Leishiv Basukkah, the yeshiva in the sukkah we do, the machlokes is whether there's a birchas hamitzvah for the yeshiva in the sukkah. L'man diyamar shvi'i l'sukkah, Rav's opinion who says that it has halach of shvi'i l'sukkah as bruchei nami mevarchiva. So Rav says not only do we sit in the sukkah, but on Shmini Atzeres at night we make a bracha mishtal tzachavek or mizet tzachavek, and you make a bracha leishiv basukkah. L'man diyamar shmini lozeh lozeh. But according to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, Baruch Elo Mevarchina, it's Shmini with regard to the halacha that we don't make the bracha of Leishiv Basukkah, but the Maisa of Yeshiva Sukkah we do according to everybody. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Nekot de Rabbi Yochanan Biyotcha. Yosef says, of the two, of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we should follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. What's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? Meisav Yasvinan. Beruchei lo mevarchinon. We sit, but we don't make a bracha. We should follow that opinion. The Ravuna bar Bizna v'chol gedolei ador iklu'u besukkah b'shmini safek shvi'i. All the gedolei ador came in a sukkah on that night of Shmini Atzeres. And taka meisiv havayasvi, but beruchei lo brichi. So we see that they sat, they didn't make a bracha. Zaraya, Zot Rabbi Yosef, that we should follow the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. It's an earlier discussion in Masechta Sukkah. There's a Mandiyamar who says that you're only mechuyev to say Leishiv HaSukkah the first night, and that subsequent to when you go into the Sukkah, you don't have to say Leishiv HaSukkah. We don't fizach that way. We say the brach of Leishiv HaSukkah whenever we go into the Sukkah, and we have a piece of Mizonos, a piece of Motzi, but there's a Shita that says that you only have to make Leishiv HaSukkah once. Well, maybe the reason why they didn't say Leishiv HaSukkah tonight is not because they're paschening like Rabbi Yochanan, but maybe they didn't say Leishiv HaSukkah last night either, or the second night or the third night Yom Tov either. How do you know? And for the Gemara, Gemiri the Me'efer Ka'asu, they're coming from a place that we know that they did not yet have a chance, Rashi's Mazbir, at all so far to sit in the Sukkah. So it's not as if they ever yet said the bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah, so therefore this would have been their first opportunity to do so, but they didn't. Is a riot, they paskan like Rabbi Yochanan, that you sit in the sukkah but you don't make a bracha. That's one approach. One approach says that everybody says you sit, the machlekes is with regard to the bracha. Ikad Amri, no. Beruchei kulei alma lo pligi delo mevarchim. The second opinion says no. With regard to bracha, nobody says you make a bracha. To go make a bracha, leishiv basukkah, and shmini safik shvi, that's out of the question. Nobody says that we make a bracha. So what's the machlekes? Ki pligi lemesiv. The machlekes is whether you should sit in the sukkah. L'man diyamar shvi l'sukkah mesiv yasvinan. Rav's opinion is mesiv yasvinan bruchei lo mevarchinan. And according to Rabbi Yochanan's shita, is meisiv nami lo yasvina, you don't sit in the sukkah yet. From a bracha zagaret, you don't make the bracha leishiv basukkah. What about sitting? So with regard to sitting, that's the machlekes. Whether you sit and don't make a bracha, or whether you don't even sit at all. Amar Rav Yosef Nakot Rav Yochanan B'yadcha comes again Nachamo Rav Yosef and says again we should follow the opinion of Rav Yochanan. What's Rav Yochanan's opinion? Rav Yochanan's opinion is not to sit, certainly not to make a bracha, but also not to sit because it's Shmini Lozeh Ulozeh. Shmini Lozeh Ulozeh means it doesn't have a shaychus to sukkah, so we don't even sit in the sukkah. Why? How do you know we should follow Rav Yochanan? We should not sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres night, because the Mara Deshmaitza, who is the Mara Deshmaitza of Rav? How did the sukkah begin? A few moments ago when we started the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, full lines from the bottom of Menvava Medeis, Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav. So the Mara Deshmaitza is Rav Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas. And turns out, Ubishmini Safik Shvi Labami Sukkah Yosef. Turns out that he himself did not sit in the sukkah on that night. The one who quoted Rav's opinion himself did not follow Rav's opinion. So we see that Mefirzach Nisht, like Rav, we Firzach like Rabbi Yochanan. Not only do we not make a bracha, but we don't even sit in the sukkah. That's Naked Diyad. Now comes one of the most famous lines in Shas, certainly this time of year, the Hilchasa, Mesav, Yasvinam Bruchelam Bavarchim. The halacha is, you crawl out from both the first opinion, the second opinion. I want to acknowledge the presence of the Mardasim. We can have a sheet maybe for Rabbi Nu. So the Hilchasa is, Mesav Yasvinam Bruchelam Bavarchim. However you want to crawl out from the first opinion of the Gemara, or the second opinion of the Gemara, Hilchasa Mesav Yasvinam Bruchelam Bavarchim. Taisus asks, what about lulav? Why don't we say the same thing by lulav? What should we say by lulav? By lulav also we have a problem. The same problem that we have by sukkah of Shemini Safik Shvi, we have by the other mitzvah that we have to do on sukkahs, namely the Arba Minim. So what should we do on Shemini Atzeres? Not lay, not linan, and Bruch Elom of Archinam. Why don't we say the same thing with regard to lulav? Shrek Taisus, Dibra Maschel Mesiv, the top Taisus, Kule Alma Mesiv, Kule Alma Lo Pligi Di Asvinan, Zot Taisus, Belulav Lo Rotsu Lesaken Klau, Sheyit Vlenu HaLulav Misafek. We don't follow the consistency and say that we should also by lulav do the same thing, namely do the maisa hamitzvah without the birchas hamitzvah. Why? Lefi shehu yamtiv. Because after all, Shmini Atzeres is a yamtiv. Umuktza letiltul. And to hold the lulav and yamtiv is muktza. Why is it muktza? Uminkara lemilse shenoeg bo minakho. Why am I holding the lulav on Shmini Atzeres? I'm holding the lulav clearly because I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav. Clearly because I am now engaged in a sukkah-associated act. If it's a sukkah-associated act, and today is Shmini Atzeres, so I can't do it because the maisa hamitzvah itself is already inappropriate. As opposed to sukkah, same as Taisus, we're going to come back to this. This is going to figure very prominently in our conversation, Avol Sukkah, Pa'amim Shesu Koso Areva Olav. Ol Chelbo Asulu B'yamtiv. Ah, Bamir's Geshmak, I love my Sukkah. It's a Mechaya, it's nice. You know, the weather report for Thursday is 85 degrees. Gonna sit home to shtick, to buy air conditioning. I've turned it off already, it's supposed to be full. I wanna Fabrein Zuch in the Sukkah, it's a Mechaya. So why am I sitting in the Sukkah? Because it's nice to sit in the Sukkah. Because it's pleasant to sit in the sukkah. The mice of yeshiva sukkah itself is not necessarily, says Taisus, a mitzvah act, it's a geshmak act. So therefore, I can go sit in the sukkah. There's not a problem. The act itself is not a problem, as opposed to by lulav. Since why else would I take a lulav? I'm not doing exercises, not doing weights. Why would I take a lulav? Clearly only because of the mitzvah. If it's only because of the mitzvah, then it's not shayach. It's not appropriate. But sukkah is not necessarily because of the mitzvah. Ha'amin shesukaso areva olav. Now, Taisus doesn't explain the next step. So what's taka the issue? So there are two ways how to look at this. neither of which are clearly, it seems to me, identified in Taisa. I just want to lay them out. This is also a side issue that we're not going to really be able to get into, and it's a very important issue. One issue is the asi lezulzule biyaktiv. One approach is that if I'm going to do something that screams sukkis on Shmini Atzeres, so there's a concern that I'm going to be mezalzel in the yamtiv, because if I'm taking a lulav, I'm clearly saying that it's a shana rabba. I'm clearly saying that it's sukkis. So if I'm worried that if I'm acting like it's sukkis, I may be mezalzel in the kedusha sayem of yamtiv, because lemais it is yamtiv. So that's one whole approach, and that has a whole set of texts and a whole set of implications. The other is the famous tarte de sastre argument, and that is that there's a mutual exclusivity here. Even if I'm not going to be mezalzel in yomtiv, even if somehow I could be convinced that I'm going to be an erlich chayid, I'm going to really do the right thing on yomtiv, but there is a logical, practical impossibility here. Because how is it shayach for me to do a mitzvah of lulav and to say today in Kiddush the nusach habrach is today Shmini Atzeres? There's something bizarre about this. There's something incompatible about this. There's something fundamentally wrong about this. So the Tosafot says, no, when do we say there's a tarte de sastre? When is there a fundamental mutual incompatibility? That's only in the case of lulav, because the mice of lulav is clearly indicating sukkis. It's screaming sukkis. How can you scream sukkis and say Shmini Atzeres? But in the case of sukkah, because there are times when sukkah so areva, so the maisa mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is not screaming sukkah. It's screaming, I want to have a good time. I want to be comfortable. So if I want to be comfortable, I can be comfortable on Shmini Atzeres also. So therefore, that's less of the tarte de sastre. Let's take a look at the Rush. I want to cover some more ground, and then maybe at the end we'll have some. The Rush on the top right of the second page deals with the same question. And the Rush is a little bit more explicit in explaining the implications of the difference, or the hesber of the nafkamina between lulav and sukkah. Zot the Rush, in the second of the wide lines, under the first Haggah, the line beginning Lamachar, by the dot towards halfway down, the Inyan Mesiv the Sukkah B'Shmini. With regard to sitting in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Zot the Gemara, Gemara Mefureshah, Silchus HaMesiv Yasvina Brucha Lo Mevarchina. V'hainu Taima, the Lo Mevarchina. Why don't we make a bracha? The Kiv in the Yom Shmini Atzeres, who, because since L'maisa it is Shmini Atzeres, I Efsher Livruche HaSukkah, you can't make the bracha on sukkah the kashya nahadadi, because they contradict one another. E yom sukkah hu lav shmini atzeres hu. The e shmini atzeres hu lav yom sukkah hu. Umishum b'sveika hi, since it's a safek, parvayu avdina l'chumra. We do both l'chumra. Namely, what are the both that we do l'chumra? Number one is yasvina b'sukkah v'lom v'rchinan. And number two is the Noagin Ba Mined Yomtiv the Hu Yom Shmini Atzeres Ravdin on Luchum. So in the bracha, the Birchas HaMitzvah of Sukkah is mutually exclusive to the Kedusha Sayom. Today is Shmini Chag Atzeres. Avo Belulav Lo Ratzu Latake Sheyitluhu Belo Bracha Misafek Bezal Bekasha Toysus Kasha. Why is lulav different? Lefi shehu mukta letiltol uminkara milsa shehu noe ba min hakol. Forget about the bracha for a second. What about the maisa mitzvah itself? Is there a mutual exclusivity in the maisa mitzvah also? Zot the Rosh, in the case of lulav, there is. Not just in the bracha of the lulav, but in the taking of the lulav is already problematic, bekashya nahadadi. Because it's clear that he's noeg ba min al-chol. How can he be noeg a min al-chol on a yomtiv? It's not shayach. Avol sukkah pa'amim shesukaso areva olav v'ochel ba afilu b'yomtiv achron. The fact that I'm sitting in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres is not because I necessarily want to be mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Because I want to farbrezach in the sukkah. So therefore the maisa hamitzvah is not kashin hagadi. The kashin ahadadi arises in the birchas hamitzvah, as opposed to lulav. In the case of lulav, the maisa hamitzvah itself is already kashin ahadadi, so therefore lulav we don't touch, but sukkah we go into, but we don't make a bracha. So the psak of the Gemara is clear. It doesn't get more clear than this. The maskanas haGemara is hilchasa meisav yasina bruchel amavurchi. So let's start with the Sefer HaParadis L'Rashi. You know, Rashi lived, Rashi died in the beginning of the 12th century, and Rashi spawned an entire literature. It's called Sifras Debei Rashi. So there's the Sefer HaOra L'Rashi and the Sefer HaParadis L'Rashi and the Siddur Rashi. These are Talmidim of Rashi who put together the practices of their Rebbe based on the Torah of their Rebbe. So it's not that Rashi wrote it, it's written by the Talmidim, but it's from the school of Rashi. So the Sefer HaParadis of Rashi, we're looking at the 12th century, says as follows, on the top left of page 2, 12th century. Rabbeinu Shlomo Zehle the Rashi, the Rebbe, Rabbeinu Shlomo, Belel Shmini Safik Shvi, here again it's the same Lashon, Shmini Safik Shvi, on the night of, tomorrow night, the night of Shmini Atzeres, Kidei Shpesuka, the Yashav Bar, the Gam Lamacha Rasa came. Right? So, good Jew, stayed in Gemara Mesav Yasmina. So Rashi sat in the Sukkah, the night of Shmini Atzeres, and the day of Shmini Atzeres. The Chenasa Rabbeinu Yaakov, ben Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi Nucho Eidet. Rabbeinu Yaakov, the son of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, we know a shtickle about Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, he was one of the Rabbeim of Rashi. He had a number of sons, we'll see in a second. One of his sons, by the name of Rabbeinu Yaakov, did what Rashi did, namely, sit in the sukkah straight through night and day on Shmini Atzeres. Shekal Echav, because the brothers of Rabbeinu Yaakov, ben Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, namely the other sons of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, namely Rabbeinu Eliezer and Rabbeinu Shmuel Halevi, kidshu bebayis, the achlu chutz l'sukkah. On the night of Shmini Atzeres, they make Kiddush at home. And they ate on the night of Shmini Atzeres at home. Ulamachar b'yom achlu b'sukkah. The next day they ate in the sukkah. So they already in the 12th century, it's not a chassidus shemaisa. In the 12th century, Rashi's chavrusis, in Rashi's yeshiva, the sons, two out of the three sons of Rashi's Rebbe, on the night of Shmini Atzeres did not sit in the sukkah. The Tam Shalohem, Zakta Eila the Sefer HaParadis, Mitam of Yerushalm. They based their reasoning on a Yerushalm. Now what follows is another couple of words that are very enigmatic. I think I cracked their meaning, and we'll come back to them shortly, and I think I understand what they're trying to say. V'chein, skip to the middle of the next line, V'chein Psikta Mashma. We're going to take a look at Yerushalmi, Azirach, Yerushalmi below. We're going to work through the Yerushalmi. But I want to finish the Sefer HaParadis L'Rashi. V'sha'alti es Reb Yaakov Levi, and I asked Reb Yaakov Levi, remember he's the son of Reb Yitzchak Levi who did like Rashi, who ate in the sukkah the night and the day. The Omar, and he told me, Mitchila hoya avi noheg besafeg b'leil shmini l'kadesh babayis v'achasham, that my father originally also used to sit at home on the night of Shmini Atzeres and make Kiddush at home and not go into the sukkah. Ulamachar b'sukkah, and the next day he would go into the sukkah. Kederach Shaos and Acha, he would do like what my brothers do. We saw earlier that the two brothers, Reb Eliezer and Reb Shmuel, did that. Avol b'ziknuso, but when he got older, so pa'amim haya yoshev b'leil safek shvi'i b'bayis upa'amim b'sukkah. So there was no consistency. When he got older, sometimes at night, he would have to go into the sukkah. Sometimes he wouldn't, sometimes he would. When he was younger, he never went into the sukkah. When he got older, so sometimes he went into the sukkah. The hein v'rav, rafi b'yodah. Hein v'lav, rafi b'yodah means it wasn't clear. There's no clarity. Sometimes ahim, sometimes air. This is what he would do. V'rav Alexandri hayed olav. Shebetchilo hayanoeg leishev b'bayis b'leil safik shvi'i ulemachar b'sukkah. that originally the Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, at night used to stay home, and in the next day he would go into the sukkah. Aval chaveiro Rav Shlomo, v'shar Rabbo Seinu amru lo, but Rashi had a conversation with him and the other members of the Chabura. V'chaz Rabbo, and he changed his mind, and according to Rabbi Alexandri, Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi then always went into the sukkah, both at night as well as during the day. V'chein Rabbeinu Shneir Halevi, Yoshav B'sukkah, Belel Sufik Shvi'i, tomorrow night, Shmini Atzeres, V'cholek Al Shein Yoshvin, and he argues on those who don't sit in the sukkah, maybe Raya Mipsit. If you look four lines from the bottom, where I cut off the Sefer HaParides in the middle of the line, U'B'Sufik Leil Zayin, so the bottom line is, U'B'Sufik Leil Zayin, that's tomorrow night, Shmini Sufik Shvi'i, Yoshvin B'sukkah, you have to sit in the sukkah, V'gam L'mochar Ochlem Bo, and the next day you also have to eat in the sukkah, Avalom V'Varchina, but we don't make a bracha, not at night and not in the day, K'damrinan Shmini Sufik Shvi'i, Mesav Yasminan Bruch Elom V'Varchina. So we already have, in the 12th century, a whole shakmit, feine gedolim rishonim, who didn't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, sometimes not at all at night, sometimes at night, sometimes not at night. In other words, there's already a clear tradition in the 12th century, in Rashi's Chabura already, not necessarily to be makbid, to follow the absolute crystal clear conclusion of the Gemara of Mesav V'Yasvin and Bruch Elom Mevarchin. And the Sefer HaParides says that it's based on a Yerushalmi. So now let's take a look at the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, Perek Dalet Halacha Hey in Sukkah. The Yerushalmi begins the last few words on the previous line are just the name of the person, Rab Abba Bar Kana Rab Chia Bar Ashi B'Shem Rav. So this goes back to Rab Abba Bar Kana Rab Chia Bar Ashi B'Shem Rav. Tzarech Adam Lifsol Sukasa Mibodyo. That it's on Aishana Rabba in the afternoon. It's also a Gemara. If we have time, we'll see the Gemara also. It's a Bavli. That if it's Aishana Rabba tomorrow in the afternoon, so in order to demarcate Sukkot from Shmini Atzeres, you have to parcel the Sukkah. Look at the Pnei Moshe. It's the last wide line on the right-hand side. Sarech Adam Lifso Sukkasa Mibaod Yom Shal Yom Shvi. We're not talking about Hashanah Rabbah, about the last day of Sukkot. Imrotzehu Lifso B'Sukkah Gam B'Leil Yom Tevachra. If you're going to want to pack a sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Oz tzarechu lifso la sukkah mi ba'od yom. You have to make sure that you're going to be sitting in a pasul of sukkah. You have to pasul the sukkah before Yom Tov if you're going to want to sit in it during Yom Tov. The lasos bar ezo dover haposla. What's the consideration? We're going to come back to this also. Kadesha le yahonira kimosif. The yoshe is the sukkah b'shmini atzeres. Because after all, we have a problem of balposif. And the problem of Baal Tosef is a serious problem. Pasuk says you sit in the sukkah 7 days, and now you're going to go ahead and sit in the sukkah 8 days. You're sitting in the sukkah 8 days is adding a fifth min to the lulav, or a fifth bias to the tefillin. You're adding a day to sukkah. So there's a problem of Baal Tosef. You can't sit in the sukkah on the 8th day because there's a Baal Tosef problem. How do you avoid the Baal Tosef problem? You passel the sukkah. If you passel the sukkah, you're not sitting in a sukkah. If you're not sitting in the sukkah, there is no Baal Tosef. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Tzarech lekadesh b'soch beso. That the night of Shmini Atzeres, Shteit Nirushalmi, you have to make Kiddush at home. Tzarech lekadesh b'soch beso. Zot t'pnei Moshe, Tzarech lekadesh b'soch beso. Afilu rotzehu lecho b'sukkah b'leile yom tova'achlan. Even if you're going to want to sit in the sukkah, on that night on Shmini Atzeres, Mikol Makom Tzorachu Sheyomer HaKiddush B'Soch Beso. You can't say the Kiddush in the Sukkah. Why not? Mepnei Shehu Mazkir B'Kiddush Es Yom Shmini Atzeres Hazeh Ve'enu Shayach L'Sukkah. What's Rambam the Zacha does? Here I'm saying it's Shmini Atzeres, and I'm looking up and I'm in a Sukkah.
it can't be. It doesn't work. To say Shmini Atzeres in a sukkah. So even if I want to sit in the sukkah, says Yerushalmi, Kiddush, I have to make it home. Skip two lines. Rav Acha bar Chinina b'shem Rav, mi shesukaso areva olav. Familiar phrase to us. Somebody enjoys spending time in the sukkah. Mekadesh belele yom tov ha'achlan b'soch beso, va'ola va'ochel b'soch sukkaso. If you want to sit in the sukkah, v'akasha, sit in the sukkah. But you have to make Kiddush at home. You have to make Kiddush at home. Now we've seen two considerations. Number one is there's a Baltasar problem. And number two, we'll call it the Tarte de Sasre problem. Let's go back to the Sefer HaPardes. The Sefer HaPardes bases those who don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, basing it on this Yerushalm. Now the Rav in the tape that I told you about says that this is ridiculous. And in fact, if you take a look on the top of page 5, just for a moment, the Minhagim of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Midura, at the top of page 5, Yitzchak Midura was a Talmud of the Marami Rutenberg. The Marami Rutenberg was one of the last of the great Balei HaTosfos, who lived at the end of the 13th century. And so we're talking now with the second half of the 13th century, a Talmud of the Marami Rutenberg. He lived actually through almost all of the 13th century. He died at the end of the 13th century, so his Talmud is here a little bit beforehand. So he quotes this Gemara at the top of page 5, Shmini Safik Shvi, Yoshvin Basukah Leil Shmini, Ubiyom Shmini Eino Mevarech Leishiv Basukah, you sit in the sukkah, but you don't make the bracha, Kedam Rinan, quotes the Gemara, Yisuve, Yisuvinan, Vruche Lo Mevarechina. Va'osan B'nei Adam, we're now in the 13th century, 100 years later, Va'osan B'nei Adam Shenoagim, the Beleil Shmini Safek Shvi Ochlam Bebesam, Ubiyom Chozim Lechol Basukah. So this is a live issue. We're now in the 13th century. A Talmud of the Marami Rutenberg knows people who don't follow the Gemara Mefureshes and who have their practice that on the night they stay home and then they only go back in during the day. Haim Rotsim Lekayma Yerushalmi, they want to follow the Yerushalmi. And he quotes the Yerushalmi, Alma Mashmam and Yerushalmi Shein Leisha Besuka Bishmini Safik Shvi. But Baaleim Nehemiah, 4 lines from the bottom, we just read it not too long ago, Pasuk in Koheles, Haksil B'choshech Olech, Tznarishkei, they're blind. How can you bring a raya from a Yerushalmi? Why can you not bring a raya from a Yerushalmi? Because Yerushalmi is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is not a Tzvek of the Yomer. Eretz Yisrael, of course you don't sit in the sukkah. So the whole Yerushalmi is irrelevant to this whole conversation. Zofke Heilige Rabbi Yitzcha Midura, the HaYerushalmi V'talmud Dibar Lo Pligia Adodi. The HaYerushalmi Lo Nistapek Bishmini Safek Shvi. Yerushalmi is not addressing the case of Safek. The Lohem HaYapshita the HaVishmini. The Lo HaYuosim Bi Yerushalmi Ele Yomecha. What are we talking about? We're talking about Eretz Yisrael. There's no stake in the Yom. Avalonu Mesupakim. V'lachem Yisuv Yashminam B'lo Bracha. So I'll tell you why I think, I'll tell you Pshat in the Sefer HaPardes. This is a lot of Haravanya, and this goes back to the full 5 words we skipped. And you'll tell me if I'm onto something. I'm not convincing. I don't want to convince. I want to just work this through. Go back to the Sefer HaPardes. Sefer Party has 4 or 5 enigmatic words. This is quoted in another Sefer called Masa HaGaonim. Masa HaGaonim is also a bunch of Rishonim. And the editor of the Masa HaGaonim, I should have xeroxed it for you, after the words, Milele Yom HaAchron, Dehainu Yom Tes, at the beginning of the 5th line, put a question mark in the middle. Because they couldn't figure out what it was, but I think I understand it. What's the raya from the Yerushalmi? Why is Rabbeinu Yitzchak Midura not on the mark? Because if you medayek, there's one letter in the Yerushalmi that's very important. And that's what I think the Sefer HaPardes is trying to say here. The Yerushalmi says, 5 lines from the top, Rav Acha Rav Chanina B'Shem Rav, Misha Sukoso Areva Olav Mekadesh, what's the next word? b'lei Yom Tov Achron. What do you mean lei Yom Tov Achron? Where's there lei Yom Tov Achron? And as you saw, there's no lei Yom Tov Achron. There's lei Yom Tov Achron. The lei Yom Tov Achron leads me to believe that the Yerushalmi is in fact talking about lei when there are two. That this Yerushalmi is in fact addressing a metzias of Sefer Yoma. So we have two Yom Tov Achron. Now we're going to say for our paradise. The Tam Shalom in the fourth line, the Talmud Yerushalmi, Misaper mi lei Yom HaAchron Dehainu Yom Pesh. Oh! Yom Pesh? Now you're talking my language. Yom Pesh? Yet another Chaligamir and Golus. Now you're talking straight to the air, man. What is Yerushalmi Pashkin? Lei. Not actually sure what is only Leil. But lei, what is Yerushalmi Pashkin? Shami Pashkins, Zotah Heliger Rabacha, Misha Sokotso Areva, Olav Mekadesh, Belei, Yom Tevachum, when it's a stake in the Yom of the Zobeso. And then if you want, Vol Lavacha, Besoch Sukasa. So I think those are the five words in the Sefer HaParadesh, the Diyuk from the lei, and I think that slugs up the Rav Yitzchak Midurer's bomb, Ksil B'Choshech Oilech, bomb kasha on the paradise. Because how can you bring it right from Yerushalmi? We're talking about Golus. We're not talking about Eretz Yisrael. But I think that's what he means, and I think that's the Diyuk and the Lele. So what do we have so far? We have a Sefer HaParadeis that says, for some reason, which I can't figure out, over here, they pass them like Yerushalmi. The Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says, Hilchasa, for some reason, they went with the Yerushalmi and they didn't go with the Bavli. Now let's skip to page 4. So Professor Chaim Soloveitchik, in his review of Eric Zimmer's book, Professor Eric Zimmer's book, says, Iyakir Chasim and Asefer. He says that the most fundamental argument defending not sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Zimmer forgot. Zimmer didn't quote. And he says where to go. In his treatment, top page 4, this is from Professor Soloveitchik of Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, our author, Professor Zimmer, has omitted the characteristically original position of Rabbi Yehuda ben Kolonimus in his Yechusei Tanoim V'Amoraim. It deserves wider currency as it is the most cogent argument ever made for eating indoors in Shmini Atzeres. So I go look in the Yechusei Tanoim V'Amoraim and I xerox pages 329 and 330 before you. We don't have time to work through the whole thing. It's a geschmack a shtickle, and if you're really passionate about this, you'll take the time to do so in the sukkah tomorrow night as you're working through this issue. But here's what he says. Look in line number 5. He quotes the Gemara. He quotes the Ikad Amri. Remember, what did the Ikad Amri say? The Ikad Amri said that the machlokes is certainly not with regard to bracha. Bracha, nobody makes a bracha. The machlokes is whether we should sit in the sukkah without a bracha. So according to Rav, who says that it has halacha shvi'i, you sit in the sukkah. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, you remember, who said shmini, luzer, luzer, you don't sit in the sukkah. Kumts again Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, who do we paskan like in the Yigad Amri? We paskan like Rabbi Yochanan. Namely, we do not sit in the sukkah. Why not? Because the Bala Memra of Rav, Rabbi Yehuda Bered of Shmuel Bar Shilas himself did not sit in the sukkah. So clearly, Nefritzach Nishta Zayim, we don't sit in the sukkah. On that, says the Gemara, the Hilchasa, Mesav Yasin and Bruchalam of Rechina. The Rebbe Yehuda Reb Kolonimus was the Rebbe of the Rokeach, the Belazar Bala Rokeach, Chassidei Ashkenaz, 12th century. 12th century. But again, it's not Chassidei Shemaisa. We're talking now in the 12th century, the Rebbe of the Rokeach. You know, the Kolonimus family was the most central family in early Ashkenaz. At the end of the 10th century, the Kolonimus family came to Ashkenaz from Italy, and that's how the Ashkenazi Jewish community began, with the Kolonimus family. They had a particular a particular expertise in liturgy and piyutim, and so you know that on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, on Shalosh Regalim, on Tisha B'Av, there's kolonimus and kolonimus and nachama kolonimus all over the place. It's from this family. See, Kaya comes from a chash of a family, a sinayit, the Rebbe of the Rokeach. He says something that whatever hair I didn't have stood up when I read this just a couple of days ago when I found Dr. Soloveitchik's order. It's unbelievable. The quote the Yikud Amri, the first four lines. Vihine, the beginning of the fifth line. Yesh shenoagim kelishna basra. There are those who follow the Yikud Amri. And you remember what the Yikud Amri is? After Rabbi Yosef finishes, that no bracha and no sitting in the sukkah and shmini atzeres. V'yesh nogin kalish nebasa mishum dekabolahi. The rov ikeda amri shed the Talmud who ikeda. If you have a first lashon, you have an ikeda amri, so you follow the ikeda amri. Now listen to this. I pashtayed after the ikeda amri. Hilchasa pesav yasvina brucha lamavrchina. V'hanoag in omrim kimashe kosav bisvarim. Hilchasa Yisuve Yasvinam Bruche Lomavarchinan Eino Meseder Agamar Elami Lashon Alochas Gedolos Amar Rav Yudoi Kosav Mechkar. All of a sudden I write a krachen. Textual analysis. All of a sudden the text of the Gemara is not all from Amarayim. All of a sudden the text of the Gemara is I write a krachen a little bit from the Gaonim into the text of the Gemara. So that scholars say this, and that this is a whole issue in scholarship is Einzach. But from the early Rishonim say, that's not a Gemara. I'm not responsible to hold by Hilchos HaMeis of Yasvina, Ruchel HaMavarchei. It's a later interpolation, is Zoltman Children. It's an interpolation. It's not a Gemara. It's not later on, 200 years later, the Rav Yudai Gon, the Baal HaLachos Gemara, that line of virtue into the Gemara. But I'm not bound by that. What am I bound by? What am I left with? I'm left with one approach, and I'm left with the Yikud Amri. What I do when I'm left with one approach and an Yikud Amri? I'm an Yikud Amri man. I follow the Yikud Amri. What's the maskana of the Yikud Amri? Maskana of the Yikud Amri. Rav Yosef, you don't sit in the sukkah. So according to the Rebbe of the Rokeach, 12th century, bona fide, you don't sit in the sukkah. And he's not in the spoil. From Hilchos HaMeis of Yasin and Baruch Olam Avarchim. I'm not bound by that. That's not my issue. Somebody later on slipped it into the Gemara. It's not my problem. Ich bin geblieben with the two Ikud Amris, the first and the... And I'm an Ikud Amri person, and that's it. He's not even squirming. He's not even uncomfortable. He's not even hiding behind his Gemara here. Just right out. It's unbelievable what he says. And then a little bit further on, we'll skip a little bit because we can't really work through the whole thing, it says as follows. A little bit more than halfway down, the line beginning, Dishmuel. The second word on the line beginning, Dishmuel, a little bit more than halfway down. Zot the Heilige Rabbi Yehuda Bar Kolaynimus. Mikivan, the second line of the line beginning, Dishmuel. Mikivan sha'as inuhu kiddush betfila. When I come into my house on the night of Shmini Atzeres, I've already done a ritual act. What, even before I make Kiddush at home, I've already done something that acknowledges that it's Shmini Atzeres. Namely, what did I do? That when I daven Ma'ariv, I already indicated that it's Shmini Atzeres. So Mikivan Sha'asu'unu Kiddush Betzila. Shuv ein lanu linhog bo hafsaka. Once you already invoked Shmini Atzeres, you can't now go be mafsit in the Shmini Atzeres-ness of the day by going into the sukkah. The mechzi ki'ilu yom shmini chol shamoi. Because if I go into the sukkah, that means that it's sukkahs. That means that it's chol shamoi. But I already just said Zachar B'Yudavar Kalayna Mr. Shmini Atzeres. Ella, Kivin Shehischel B'Kedusha. Since already in Shul, I said that it's Shmini Atzeres. The Yotza Miklal Chol Shel Shvi'i. So I've already made an announcement that it's no longer Shvi'i. It's no longer Sukkot. For 27 minutes ago in Shul, I said it's Shmini Atzeres. Shuv Eino Posek. I can't do anything that will lead anyone, including me, to believe that it's not Shmini Atzeres. The Heichi Tochen Linhog Chova Shel Sukkah Biyom Shmini Nishum Safik Shvii. If the Rov who Maskir Gshamim, he has another issue which comes up much later on repeatedly. Here I am, I'm being Maskir Gshamim, and here I am, I'm sitting in the Sukkah. Can I have Kavana when I'm Maskir Gshamim that I want the rain to come if I want to go sit in the Sukkah? We know what rain is on Yom Tov. We know how not nice it is. So if I'm being Maskir Gshamim, how's it shayach for me to have an obligation to sit in the Sukkah? The old Shetzorech Levarech Dekidish Hayom Es Yom Shmini Chagotzer, so says the Imbanu Lechayvo B'Sukkah. If you're going to be mechayev the person to sit in the sukkah on the night that in Kiddush I say Yom Shmini Chagatzer, so says it, Harei Mischaven LiYeshivas Mitzvah Sukkah. By sitting in the sukkah, I'm mechaven to sit in the sukkah, and if I'm mechaven to sit in the sukkah, how is it shayach for me to say that it's not sukkah? For me to say that it's Shmini Atzeres. VaHayoshan B'Shmini B'Sukkah Niyidein Oloka. There's a problem of baltosis if I want to sleep in the sukkah. The ein lasos chova b'makom shesosrin zezek agon hocha. Here, come back to, it's a tarte desastre. There's a mutual exclusivity between invoking Shmini Atzeres and sitting in the sukkah. Kigon hocha demevarech ayom shmini. And at the same time, umaskir gevuros geshamim, and vo yeshiv besukkah. So in the 12th century, the Heilige Rekeach Rebbe already said, first with a shtickle of modern scholarship, 12th century version, and second of all with a shtickle of lumbus, that it's not shayach to sit in the sukkah on the night of Shmini Atzeres, because it raises all kinds of problems, and the issue of Mesav Yasminon is a non-issue, because it's not in the original text of the Gemara. Page 5. Let's go to the Maharil. I'm running out of time. So the Maharil, the Heilige Maharil, who was sort of the godfather of Minhag Ashkenaz, so much of the Ramah that we have in the Shulchan Aruch is based in the Maharil. The Maharil lived the end of the 14th, beginning of the 15th century. Listen to a story of the Maharil. Amar lanu Mahari Segel, the Maharil. This is taken from the Minhag of the Maharil of Chasluluf. The Iklahu Pamachas Lusukas Marenu Rav Meir Meigra. One day, one year on Sukkot, he went to visit the Sukkah of Rav Meir Meigra. Ubelel Shmini Safek Shvi'i, and on the night of Shmini Atzeres, Halach the Heilige Marina of Rav Meir Aniskar v'sar the Beis Achayrus, and he ate at home. He had his suda at home. Kasher od hayom noagin mishpachas Lombardi, the mishpachas of Lombardy. Lombardy is northern Italy. It's a whole piece of real estate. The mishpachas that come from Lombardy ad hayom noagin. Sheponin min hasukkah leil ches of exayin, that the night of Shmini Atzeres they pack out of the sukkah and go home. Ubishachar is the yom ches chozin v'sod in the sukkah, and the next day they go back. And what happened? Ubaleil ches, and it was on the night of Shmini Atzeres, achar shegoma maharil su'udoso b'sukkah, holach etzel maharam lebeis achoret v'sameach imo. The maharil ate in the sukkah, and he wants the Farbrengzach with his good friend, the Reb Meir. So he goes into Reb Meir's house, and the Farbrengzach, Reb Meir is sitting at home on the night of Shmini Atzeres. And he doesn't come in with double barrel shotguns killing Reb Meir. What kind of mechutzah, what kind of shagins are you? You're sitting at home on Shmini Atzeres. No, that's fine. I do what I do, you do what you do, that's great. It didn't bother him. It didn't bother Maharil to go to visit his friend in the friend's house on Shmini Atzeres at night, because the Maharil pack ate in the sukkah. After he finished, he picked himself up, he benched, and he said whatever he said, and he left, and he went to visit his friend in his house. And I have a great conversation, but I haven't learned it. What do you think they're going to do when the Maharil went to visit Rabbi Igra? So he tells us the story. He asks the Kasha, why is the Nusach HaBracha of Lulav al Nakilas Lulav? Shouldn't we make a Nusach HaBracha for the first thing that's mentioned in the Pasuk? You know, we have a principle when it comes to the Shiva Minim, which takes Kedima. The first ones that are mentioned in the Pasuk take Kedima. So what is the first one in the Pasuk? The Kasham Ramarishan creates Father. So Ezra is the first. So we should make the bracha. Nusach HaBracha should be on the Tilas Esrik. Why is it on the Tilas Lulav and Zemafalpulzach and Gishmak? They have a wonderful evening together and you don't hear boo from the Maharil that his beloved friend with whom he's Mafalpul and learning Nistam the whole night of Shmini Atzeres is sitting in the house in the Beis HaChayres and didn't have a problem, and Kasher, Odayom, Noagim, there are other families who also don't go at night in the 14th and the 15th century. Rabbi Yosef Yusbahan Norlingen, the end of the 16th, beginning of the 17th century in Germany, I'm Dafka want to show you pre-Hasidic texts, so we shouldn't be under the impression that this is a Hasidish Hamtzah. This is way back. Way back. So Rabbi Yosef Yusbahan Norlingen says in the Yosef Omitzvah on page 5, Shmini Atzeres Chayv Lecho Kola Seudos Besukah. He follows the party line. You have to eat in the Sukkah, Gemara Mefereshes, Mesav Yasmina, Vimchal Shmini Atzeres B'Shabbos, Muchiv Laso Suda Shlishis B'Sukkah, you have to have Shalashudas also in the Sukkah, V'chenim Ritzono Lecho Me Ritzono, Afilu B'Bein Hashmotzos, Shebein Shmini Atzeres L'Simchas Torah Mechayev Lecho B'Sukkah, 100%, no way out, you have to sit in the Sukkah. Mikan Mochach, the Lav Shapir Avdu, Ha'ochlim Ktsas Min Tzu'uda Shachris V'Shmini Atzeres Chutzusuk. So he already, at the end of the 16th, beginning of the 17th century, also knows that Jews, who taka, don't eat everything in the Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, and he says they're wrong. Rak Mishpachas Twa, there's a special family that comes from the city. Rashi was born in the city of Twa, T-R-O-Y-E-S, in France, and there's a family, Chush is a family that was around already at the beginning of the 17th century that traced its origins from Tuat, the name was Tuat, that rock, this particular mishpacha, ha'ochlim, kol, ha'sa'uda, leil, shmini atzeres, chutz l'sukkah, yesh lahem ha'mashi, it's machu. He doesn't tell us what it is, but he says, yesh lahem ha'mashi, there's none of this, shegetz, oisvar, menuvel, mushchus, meshukit, how can you do this, it's gefer loch, you're a shegetz, there's none of this, none of this. We don't find any of this. It's a bona fide minute. Er schreit gewalt till now. Lav shapirati. But don't mess with the Twa family. They're on solid ground. Yesh lohem. Amashi yeslachu. I'm just going to walk you through the rest because I want to take no more than 6-7 minutes. Let's go to the Korban Nesan at the bottom of page 6. You remember the Rush? The Rush said, similar to Tarsis, but what's the nafkamina between lulav and sukkah? Why don't we say by lulav, natlei, natlinan, bruch elam uvarchinan? Because by sukkah, the maisa hamitzvah itself is problematic. Because it's clear that I'm doing it l'shei mitzvah, otherwise why would I carry around a lulav and an esrik? As opposed to sukkah, pa'amim, what's the Russian? Shesukaso, areva, olav. Zukt. The Korban Nesano, Sifkotan Zion, Avosuka Pa'amim Shesukaso Areva Olav, Va'ocha Ba'afilu B'yam Tavachron, Amna, Im Ba'oso Yom Eish Tzina, let's say, Segid Geferlach Kalt, Anshmini Atzeres, O Ruchos, or it's very windy, O Shum Shinui Avir, there's a change in the weather, detrimental, Ein Menaroi Lechol B'sukah B'yom Shmini Safik Shvi. Because the argument of Sukkoso Areva when it's 4 degrees outside and you're ready to plot is obviously doesn't stand. It's not Areva. You're sitting there. So there is no Areva. So when it's really cold, so there is no Areva. So in that case, says the Korban Nesano, that it's the same problem that we have by Lulav. So then the Maisa HaMitzvah itself becomes problematic. It's not that the mutual exclusivity is only on the bracha, but the maisa mitzvah is okay because it's not a maisa mitzvah. It's a kosher areva. It's opposed to lulav, where why else would I be doing it? Well, if it's minus 10 outside, why else would I be in the sukkah? Unless I want to do the maisa mitzvah. So the maisa itself is already, not just the bracha. This opened up a door through which went a whole huge army. And we don't have time, but you'll take a look. The bottom of page 7, the top of page 8, the Aruch HaShulchan builds the whole heter based on weather. The top of page 7, we don't have time, I'll just leave you with a text that I don't begin to understand what it's talking about, but it's a whole Kabbalistic, this is already in the 17th century, before Chassidus. It's a whole Kabbalistic reason why Alpi Kabbalah Yudafka should demonstratively march out of the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Why Alpi Kabbalah it's bad to be in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Alpi Kabbalah, 17th century. This tiny yit, Rav Yosef Samiga, lived in Venice in the 17th century. The Chayadim I told you earlier is really very stark on following the Gemara Hilchasa. He didn't know from Kunsen, from funny mises about the text. The Gemara says Hilchas amazing Yosefina, and the Aruch HaShulchan tries to justify this minute based on the weather. So we have as follows. We have one justification is the Yerushalmi, and my diuk is in the lay, the fact that the Yerushalmi is not apipashtos, we would imagine talking about Eretz Yisrael, but he's not because of the lay. We have an issue about Baltosif. We have an issue about Tarte de Sasre. We have an issue about Kabbalah. And we have an issue about the weather. If the weather is bad, so the Sukkoso Areva doesn't apply, and we're left with the same problem that we have by Lula. So there are five justifications for the reason to not sit on the sukkah, sit in the sukkah. And here, we don't have time to go into whether it's not, there are multiplicity of minhagim, so you know. Some people don't sit in the sukkah at night and sit in the sukkah in the day. Some people don't sit in the sukkah at night and don't sit in the sukkah in the day either, but they go in to have a shtickle kiddush and lekach and talk about the luvyasan and leave. There are multiplicity of minhagim of what to do, and each one of them has a nuance to it. But at least the concept of how could you do this, it's a Gemara, Mefureshes, is at the very least an issue that you see has been grappled with intensely already in the 12th century with a multiplicity of justifications. I direct for you Professor Chaim Soloveitchik's theory, which you'll read on your own at the bottom of page 8. Whatever you do, it's the right thing. I wish all of you a really wonderful and a Feilach and Yom. I am not